This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
And welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today, friends. I only have a short introduction here today of 1 minute because we're going to hear the last part of a sermon I preached 2 weeks ago at Island Community Church. It's entitled The Days of Lot. It's a look at what the Lord said for another sign to know that His return is near is when things on planet Earth are just like it was in the days of Lot. You'll know that my return is near. That's this sermon here. This is the last part. If you want to hear the whole thing, you can go to WGOD Radio on Facebook. You'll see the link on there that has the whole sermon in its entirety. I encourage you to go there and download that and listen to this whole message here, The Days of Lot. As it was in the days of Lot, so will it be when the Son of Man returns. Now let's get right into the word here today. Have a great day, everyone, and God bless.
You've been snowed into thinking there's nothing wrong with that. And see, when you do this for a living, you know, what are you? Well, I'm a carpenter. Well, I'm a thief. Not someone who's ever stolen. Who would be in heaven? Ever steal a pencil or a paperclip? Or something that wasn't yours? Who would be in heaven? Other than you, Donna? She made the comment Thursday night, we were all guilty of something except Donna. I forget what it was now. Huh? Oh, that's right. Well, that's right. It was drunk. That's right. Drunk. Not Donna. All right. I'll skip the next meme thing I was going to say, and I'll move to number 7. No, I'll say it anyway, for the record. When you do this for a living, when this describes you, that you are an unrepentant thief, you're going to partner up with Adolf Hitler and Osama bin Laden when the long-suffering of God runs out in your life. But it hasn't run out yet if you're guilty of this and if you're convicted by the Holy Spirit of sin in your life. See, the Holy Spirit's got a perfect way of putting His thumb right where it hurts because He loves you. Heaven forbid you don't feel that anymore. When you're not convicted of sin anymore, heaven help you. Have you ever met anyone out in the street that's not convicted of sin? Number 7, covetous. Number 7, I should say, see number 2, right? Wanting somebody else's stuff. I forget the scripture verse. Here it is. Therefore, put to death your members on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and greed, which is idolatry. Now, covetous, number 7 in Paul's list, wanting somebody else's stuff. Greek word pleonektes, meaning there's 2 definitions, eager for gain and always desiring more. It's funny, they're right there with the homosexuals, with the adulterers, with the murderers, with the fornicators, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8, with the kidnappers. Is this group too? Always eager for gain, always desiring more. Adrian Rogers, I heard him say this, told the story of the poor man who went up to John Rockefeller one day and said, "You know what? I'm richer than you are." So John Rockefeller said, "How's that?" The poor man says, "I have all that I want, and you don't." You ask the rich man, "When is enough enough?" And the rich man says, "Once I can make just one more dollar." And God says to that fool, "This night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will these things be you have provided? So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God." So that's number seven. Covetous. Never happy with what you have. Always wanting somebody else's stuff. Number eight. Drunkard. Does that describe you? Now, wait a minute. You say, "Hey, I thought this was a message on homosexuality." Well, it is, but God doesn't want to exclude you now, does he? God is kind, isn't he? He's not going to leave you out. Drunkard. Does this describe you? If it does, I suggest humbly, no more finger pointing, but a rather an inward reflection and some repentance on your knees before God is what I suggest. There's 40 million drunks in this country that point a bony finger at homosexuals and don't understand you're in the same boat. Pastor Paul didn't say you're condemned if you've gotten drunk or if you used to be a drunkard. Remember, Paul says, do not associate with a brother who is. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Not a brother who was. I used to be a lot of things. I'm a child of God now. There's forgiveness for people. For all of you and me who have gone. This is why Jesus died. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Amen? God is good. Has God forgiven you of a lot of stuff? Anyone here half the sinner that I was? You see, all that's required of us is to, when the Holy Spirit convicts us, just to make things right. Get on your knees, wherever you are, driving in your car, turn, repent. Leave it behind you. Start going in the other direction. We are works in progress. Sometimes it takes years to be delivered of something. Don't let Satan tell you otherwise. God doesn't have a count, a chart of how many times he's going to forgive you of something. Peter said, "How many times should I forgive my brother? Up to seven?" And he said, "I don't say to you seven, but 70 times seven." If he commands you to forgive that way, don't you think he can forgive more than you can? Let's look at number 10, then we'll go to number 9. Number 10, extortioner. Perhaps you say, "Well, that's who would commit that?" Well, the Greek word is really, it's not what you think. Extortioner, I'm really surprised. I'm really surprised by this whole text. And that is, not only are there two homosexuals types that are condemned in this passage, but two kinds of thieves are condemned in this passage. The first one, kleptos, is a secret thief. This one is the word harpage. This is open thief. Same word used for rapture. Snatching away forcefully out in the open. This is someone who walks up to you at Publix and sticks a gun in your back and says what? "Stick them up." That's what this word means. Open thief. Lastly, number 9. Reviler. Loiteros, Greek word. Interesting definition. One who slanders another with speech. Does this describe you? Or does this describe you, oh, Westboro church people, who picket the funerals of dead soldiers, presumably gay ones, and hold up signs saying God hates you? Well, guess what? That's the definition of reviler. And here you are picketing someone's funeral while you're guilty of the very same thing. Holding up this sign saying God hates you is reviling. So, when you go to the airline and purchase an airline ticket to do this, you're practicing this. If you go and buy the ticket, then you're practicing it. You didn't fall into this. This is what the word reviling means. You ever reviled someone with speech? Maybe habitually telling your kid that you ain't no good. You'll never succeed. Speaking ill will towards someone. Not that you did this once in 1983. But when this describes you, when you, not that you've reviled someone, but you are a reviler. It's time to repent. You're in the same boat as all these other people are. Okay, last text, Romans chapter 1, verse 18. My desire for homosexual folk is to see and understand that they've been deceived. I think that's what our prayer should be, that they've been deceived. They've been snowed by the devil into thinking that there's nothing wrong with what they do. And as you see here, God wants all of these people, everyone, no matter who you are, an extortioner, reviler, adulterer, fornicator, to understand that there's that you can't live a lifestyle like that and be a child of God. You can't. Chapter 1, verse 18. It says, this is Romans chapter 1, verse 18. It says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth. Greek word kateko means to hold down, kind of like a furious pot of boiling water. And you're going to try to hold a lid down on it. Or you're standing at Hoover Dam and it's up to you. Put your hand on that wall and hold up that wall from the water of the truth of God from coming crashing down. Suppress. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them. Notice that. It's not manifest to them. It's manifest in them. Which is why there's so many angry atheists out here. It's manifest in them. Atheists are angry for one and one reason alone. You know what that is? Because God loves them. God loves them.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.